A year of broken appliances. I try as hard as I can to look on the bright side of life. When disaster strikes, like the coronavirus pandemic, for example, I do my best to focus on the positive. A year has passed since the world was thrown into turmoil with COVID restrictions and lockdowns. I spent a lot of that time, these past months, looking inward. Not only spiritually, but also focusing on my immediate surroundings, my flat, my workspace, and how I live my life on a day-to-day basis. While doing this, we've had to replace 5 things in our home that broke these past 12 months. The first thing to break down was our air conditioner. That happened last August during the worst of the Spanish summer. Next, the washing machine broke. It was too old to be repaired, so we had to buy a new one. The following thing to fail was the dishwasher. It's old too, but luckily we were able to get it fixed at the relatively low cost of €45. A cupboard door fell off its hinges in January. Not the best start to the new year. I fixed that myself and we only paid €23. Finally, our gas hot water boiler broke down and had to be replaced. More expense and many days of cold showers in the middle of winter. Could the hot water have gone off in the summer and the aircon in winter? Possibly. But I like to look on the bright side. I know I am lucky to have these appliances in the first place. And also the resources to fix them when they go wrong. So I'm not complaining. I'm just sharing my experiences with you in the hope that your listening skills will improve.